One of the Northwest's largest dairies has faced some big troubles in its first year of operation. The rise and rapid fall of Lost Valley Farm has alarmed environmentalists and shocked neighboring farms and fellow dairy operators. EarthFix reporter Courtney Flatt follows up on the controversy.
Lost Valley Farm came to the Columbia Basin town of Boardman, Oregon, promising jobs to surrounding rural communities and responsible environmental stewardship for its proposed 30,000 cow operation. It failed on those promises fast.
Good afternoon, everyone.
The situation was so extreme that the Oregon legislature recently convened a hearing to try to get to the bottom of what exactly happened. Was it the permitting process? Was it how the dairy operated?
It's an unfolding story.
The Oregon Department of Agriculture's Director Alexis Taylor spoke at the hearing.
Well, thank you, Chair Dembro, members of the committee.
She talked a lot about the violations her agency had discovered. Here's a compilation of excerpts.
Permit violations relating to the waste storage facilities, operation and maintenance of wastewater lagoons, violations relating to waste storage, and failure to report the discharge again to waste storage, overflow of wastewater, violating the freeboard space of the lagoon. Essentially, you need sufficient space, so when wind...
You get the idea. This is a farm with a lot of problems. Inspectors have visited Lost Valley Farm at least every week over its first year of operation. In a rare move, the state eventually fined the dairy and took it to court. The dairy's pollution and public health threats proved frustrating to its critics. They'd warned that an industrial-scale farm would bring industrial-scale problems. The violations weren't enough to completely shut down Lost Valley Farm. Lauren Goldberg is an attorney with the environmental group Columbia Riverkeeper.
We had concerns from the outset, and those concerns largely fell on deaf ears.
Turns out, those concerns were valid, and they fit a pattern that critics see as U.S. agriculture shifts from smaller factory farms to mega-scale industrial operations. Family farms have traditionally been able to take the manure from their cows, pigs, and chickens and use it to fertilize crops. Goldberg says mega farms have a much harder time managing all that animal waste.
Can a facility at this scale really deliver on its promise of protecting drinking water and local rivers?
Over the past year, neighbors and local businesses have become exasperated. The Tillamook Creamery Association is discontinuing its milk contract with the dairy, and a bank that loaned money to Lost Valley Farm wants to sell off its herd so it can cover some of its losses. Lost Valley Farm owner Greg Tevelde did not respond to questions. Tevelde recently filed for bankruptcy. That halted the sale of his dairy cows. His lawyer, Riley Walter, explains.
It's his belief that the herd and land together have a value significantly more than the land would be worth without cows on the dairy.
Many people are wondering how things got this bad. Ivan Molesky is with Friends of Family Farmers. The group has opposed Lost Valley Farm from the beginning.
And you have to ask the question why and what needs to be changed in order to make sure that can't happen again.
In court documents, Lost Valley Farm's owner said fixes can happen soon. And while the fight over Lost Valley Farm's bankruptcy plays out, the violations keep mounting with the Oregon Department of Agriculture, and its own legal battle against the farm continues. Other dairy owners say the Lost Valley Farm case is unusual. Chad Allen is a Tillamook dairy operator and the president of the Oregon Dairy Farmers Association.
It's very extreme, and you couldn't have made this situation up if you wanted to.
Allen hopes a new owner will one day step in and shape up the farm. He says a well-managed dairy could be good for the industry. That's something critics worry about. They'd rather this land be used for something entirely different. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.